The UNLV Athletic Director, Tina Kutzer Murphy, in the house with us. What's going on?
Hi, TC. How are you?
TKM, as you are affectionately known. Like to be in the initial game or not?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Okay. Not at all.
We won't reference you as that.
But thanks. No, I'm just kidding.
In a good way, as
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, TC, TKM, no, that's fine. It's good to see you.
Likewise.
Yes, exciting games going on.
Yeah.
Lots of action. I was just down on the strip. I had a luncheon meeting, and there's this big souvenir, you know, college basketball souvenir store out there. So the whole city's thriving with everything that's going on. It's a great time.
I noticed you came back with empty pockets. You're in a souvenir store, and you didn't bring me nothing?
I just
drove
by.
You're a big college basketball guy.
I just drove by, took a picture.
That's
I thought, great for Las Vegas, great for the city. You know, people walking around, everybody's got their logos on, and it's just a great time to be in this city.
Absolutely. Well, you have been doing this, and I like to say host, because really UNLV hosts this tournament here at this facility and everything for a lot of years. How do you think this year's tournament, I know we're only 2 days into it, is it as festive as years past, or do you think the festiveness or the excitement, at least as far as Las Vegas fans, are they correlated to the Rebels doing well?
Well, if you talk to Rebel fans, all of our passionate fans, when we're not in the tournament, you know, it's obviously not that much fun. But I think all of the people that came in, I know Wyoming had a large contingency, both their men and women, you know, got knocked out of the tournament yesterday, and that obviously they have a lot of folks. They come down here to get out of the cold. I've seen them wandering around outside, you know, but I think it's a great place for people to come to the tournament. And one of the things we've talked about, it's so good for the city to have all these basketball teams, but when you're the host and when you're the home team, you know, if you look historically, we haven't had a lot of success here. And I know the Mountain West took it up to Denver, and Colorado State and Wyoming wanted to move it and get an opportunity, but it just didn't fit. And I think having it in Las Vegas is really great. We know the conference is down this year, so is it more exciting? It's exciting if you're still playing.
Right.
And they love Las Vegas, and it's 80 degrees. I mean, everybody's out in their shorts. I see people out by their cars. They're tailgating.
I saw that.
I know.
San Diego State. I go, you guys don't play for 5 hours.
Colorado State, you know, was out. I'm watching. I mean, they're doing alumni functions, and that's what it's all about. Right. And so it's very cool to see that going on. And you know, we've had athletic directors meetings, the presidents met from the conference. So we've had some kind of doing our normal job during the tournament. And you know, ticket sales are down. But again, it's going to be a great tournament for those couple teams that stay in the finals. And yesterday was a tough day for the Rebs. You know, we all wanted it so bad, you know, thought we had San Diego State. And Marvin and I spent some time after the game last night. And it was really, really, you know, it was a tough day. And then our Lady Rebels went down, and they've had a great year.
Right.
And we're just hoping that maybe the NIT stays open. But we got, with Colorado State and Wyoming, knocked off their 64 teams. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But kind of back to your question, it's exciting. It's exciting to be here. We're happy to be the host. I think everybody that comes to Las Vegas, and especially to our campus, and sees the new revised Thomas and Mack, they love it. They love it here.
What is the long-term deal with the Mountain West being here at the Thomas and Mack?
TC, I believe we have a couple more years into, you know, and there was a lot of movement last year, the last two years ago, because of trying to see what the Pac-12 was going to do. Obviously, they moved to T-Mobile, and then to see if maybe the Mountain West would relocate somewhere else. But I believe that you know, the relationship with the Thomas and Mack staff and all of us, it just worked out really well. But it's 2 years. You know, I think sometimes it's tough on your home team. I'm not so sure that it wouldn't be good to look for something different. I think change is good. And yet, you know, it's good for our economy. We love having, you know, all the teams and the fans here. But maybe they're, you know, people this year just decided, you know, that they'd stay home. And so I think it's always good time to look at a refresh. But I think we have two more years.
Yeah, okay. But it is such a destination, like you pointed out, in comparison to the other cities or the other markets, maybe aside from San Diego. And there is such a long tournament history here as well, too. And I think it all goes back to not just UNLV being good, because picture that. I mean, you said UNLV hasn't done well here, but even if they were a number one or number two seed, you know, their path to the final would obviously be easier, and then the crowd would be behind it and all that. But just, I think that the conference overall being down, I think that's really what hurts them more so than the Pac-12 and all that other stuff. I mean, I still think if you had three or four teams that were in contention vying for NCAA tournament bids, I just think you wouldn't have a problem at all.
The place would be packed enough. Yeah. And I've said that in recent years, we haven't had success on our floor. And the pressure to win when you're the home team is tremendous. And when UNLV rebuilds this basketball program, and Marvin's is very capable, it's in very capable hands to do that, you know, having 10,000 people in your building cheering for you is, you know, you can't, that's...
Can't substitute that. That's it, yeah.
That is something that, you know, it's a true gift to be able to do that. And I know all of the basketball junkies like you and everybody else, I mean, you can go from here to see Oregon, to see Arizona, to see Gonzaga, to see UNLV, to see New Mexico this week. I mean, what better place for people that love this? And it's great for our town. So I expect it to be here. I think the conference likes it here. It's typically a good money maker for the conference, and it makes sense, and everybody loves it. And they love it. You're outside. I mean, today it's 80 degrees. It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, our great, passionate fans just want us to be in the game. Right. And we will, and we need to do that.
Tina Kunza Murphy, UNLV Athletic Director, joining us here live from the Thomas & Mack Center, Mountain West Conference Tournament action. You mentioned yesterday's game. It really was a microcosm of the entire season. How many times have we seen the Rebels with really good first halves, despite what Marvin has to work with? And we've talked about that time and time again.
Right.
But then a disastrous second half. You mentioned you spoke with him. I want to get your feelings about what, you know, because he came across to us as like he does after a game. He's very spent. He's very disappointed. And he wears his emotions on his sleeves. Talk about that conversation that you had with him after the game.
Well, you know, at halftime, we were all pretty excited about the look of the Rebels. We knew we were a little bit more talented than what we showed this year. And you know, so there's been a lot of heartbreaks. But I think being up one, you know, Steve Fisher's his mentor. Steve, when we were going through the search, Steve called, and, you know, he loves Marvin like a son. And so you're playing your mentor, you know, for the third time, and you're up on him by 20 points. I mean, it doesn't get any worse. It was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, the second half was horrible, and things broke down, and you know, you could just feel that slipping away. So last night, you know, our women played at 9 or 9:30. I don't know. It seemed like midnight.
By the time they got, it was supposed to be 9, even later.
It seemed like, you know. So we spent some time talking about it, and you know, just, you know, it's just tough, and you know, it's tough being a coach. It's tough. Being a student athlete, when we were together and one of the players called and just, you know, wanted to talk about how bad they felt. And I think for those of us that are on the outside, we don't get a chance to see the true emotion that goes on. And when they go through a year like that, and our fans that have stayed behind them, you know, our coaches and our kids, they're just so appreciative of that because it's been such a tough year for everybody. So Marvin was heartbroken. And obviously for him and I, you know, this is the last time, you know, we're gonna be able to have that relationship as an athletic director and a coach, and it's a very special one that I'll cherish forever. And you know, as tough as this year is, just wanted one more game, you know, him too, and the kids too. You think about that, is how difficult it was to go out and get beat almost, you know, every game. These last 10, 15 games, and then to want to play one more, and that's what we talked about. We just wanted one more time, you know. So it was a special conversation, talked about a sense of urgency, talked about the future with a new athletic director coming in, making sure that, you know, Marvin and I have been longtime friends, but just how important it is to get this program moving back in the right direction in a timely manner. And I love Marvin to death. I'll always support him, and I have great hopes for what he can do for Rebel basketball. He's out on the recruiting trail today. You know, they've signed a couple folks, and we've got high expectations for this weekend. We're kind of waiting for some, but I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss, you know, those kind of relationships with our student-athletes and our coaches the most, because it's pretty special.
Considering everything that's gone on here from the beginning when he was hired in April to the way the season ended, how would you assess the job that he has done in the sense of the season in general. We know the wins and losses aren't there, but just, again, from the assessment from everything else.
Yeah. We're both disappointed. I think we both had better, higher expectations for what it has. So make no mistake, I'm very, very competitive. And every coach that you meet is, you know, they're all A-type personalities. They think they're going to win every game. So, you know, going back to the job he did, I think he's handled himself very well. And, you know, when you see him, it's raw, it's real, it's disappointed. He goes into every game thinking it's going to win. And he knows he's got to get better. And this is a town that we have great expectations, and there's nothing to hide behind. I really believe this is one of the top jobs in the country. And whether people agree with me or not, I still believe the UNLV Rebel brand is as strong as it's ever were. We just need to get it back turned around. So his job that he has done this year, he knows he has to get better. And that's why you hire men's basketball coaches and football coaches, because the weight of the athletic department, the weight of the institution, the weight of the city of Las Vegas is on their shoulders. I think Tony Sanchez gets that. I think Marvin gets that. And as they hopefully move through these next, you know, year or two, and you see such great improvements on both levels.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, you had to know this going into this situation. It was going to be a rebuilding year. I think everybody knew that. I don't know if anybody knew it would be to this extent, but anytime, I mean, you go back to the great programs when they have their little lull, it does take, you know, 2 or 3 years to get things together. And I know, I believe, just like you believe, and Marvin believes it wholeheartedly, that the UNLV brand is still very, very strong, because it hasn't been that long since the Rebels were still, you know, competing,
right,
you know, for a conference championship and sending players to the NBA. So I think, you know, fans just need to realize that, you know, I don't want to say Marvin gets a pass, but he kind of does get a pass this year, that it is going to take some time until he can get some players. Yeah. And you know as well as anybody, he's out there working the recruiting trail pretty hard.
Right, he is, and the student-athletes love him. We were at a function, and Dwayne Morgan stood up, and he said, "Coach, I love you." Just kind of, "Hey, Coach, I love you." And, you know, Dwayne is a player that stayed with us and got hurt this year, but Dwayne coming back and buying into what Marvin's going to do. And I want to come back. You talked about, you know, we all knew it would be tough, but our expectation was to be much better than where we were. So it's not a pass. It's Marvin knows that. It's not okay. And to all of our fans that feel the same way, you know, that it's not okay for UNLV to be there, and we understand that, and he'll get better. He understands his job. This is his dream job, but he knows it's different. It's different, and that's the beauty of it. You know, as highly criticized as I've gotten from people, I'm very proud of this place. I'm a UNLV alum. I bleed Rebel Red, and my job is to take this and make it better. And UNLV Athletics is thriving. And as soon as men's basketball and we get those things going, look out. Because I think, you know, with the leadership of the administration at this campus and the growth in the city and with the Raiders coming and hockey coming, my gosh, the second Speedway event coming out here, you know, it's time for UNLV to shine. And under new leadership, I'm excited to step back and watch that grow. I'm really excited about it.
All right. Tina Kutzum-Roof, you joined us here at the Thomas Event. So you mentioned your last year here as outgoing athletic director at the end of June, actually end of the school year. How has the transition been for you as you wind down, and obviously, like you said, you bleed the you know, Rebel colors here, and you know, been here for such a long time. How is the transition going for you? Because you're leaving the AD position, but you're still going to be on campus with another job in the foundation.
Right. You know, it makes it easier for me to be able to stay at this university that I love so much. But it's tough. You know, it's hard to say goodbye every time. You know, the last. We had a staff meeting. You know, it's tough to know that, you know, you're not going to be doing that again. And student athletes that come to my office and talk, and, you know, I've had quite a few of them come in and say thank you or give me a card. So a lot of hugs and a lot of laughs. Every day has been a gift, as tough as it is. Been on me from people on the internet. You know, I'm one of 132 athletic directors around the country at Division I, you know, and our student athletes are thriving, our coaches are thriving, And, you know, I'm really proud of it, and I look forward to, you know, the next person coming in and taking it, and I'll step away. I won't be one that, you know, goes on and talks about the job that the person that takes my place, I know they'll do a great job. They've got a lot of good things here. You know, Len Jessup's been a very good friend and kind during this. It's a tough time. Yeah. You know, saying goodbye is not easy. And so want to enjoy it, want to continue to win. Our other programs are doing great. We're on track to, you know, do some amazing things in the spring. Looking forward to baseball. I love baseball right. And softball coming up. Our track right now indoors, they've got one gal competing at the NCAA's outdoor track starting. Tennis, I go as much as possible. Men's and women's are great. And so, you know, the transition is tough. I could easily sit here and say it's fine, but it's been a tough time, but you know, those things happen in life and you move on. And I've had a great run, and we'll have hopefully finished this year with more championships than ever have been won in UNLV history. Yesterday we were able to accept the Mountain West Community Service Award. Well, 2 years ago we were in last place, and this year we went and our student athletes went out into the community for over 13,000 hours.
I saw
the
that.
Next closest to us was seven. Yeah. We're committed to having our student athletes prosper and also learn those life lessons and giving back to the community. And that's one of the things I'm really proud of, you know. And then I'm going to sit back and watch these guys grow and get better, right. And all of us can enjoy it. So
I think a lot of fans, you know, need to understand the bigger scope of your position and what you do in the other sports, and there's so much that goes into this. Because like you said, you've been criticized a lot by the fans for what has happened with the basketball program this year, okay? And it's going to sound like I'm defending you, but I guess I am defending you. I understand, you know, why you made the change that you did, but what would you like to say to those Rebel fans that, you know, can actually hear out of your mouth about, you know, just this, what's going on here?
Right. Well, I think, first of all, what everyone that has contacted me, and some have been very, very horrible, I've tried to answer them. I've said, come in and sit and talk to me. And I haven't had anyone take me up on that. Because there's so many things that you want to talk about when people attack you personally. You know, you want to be able to talk to them in a private setting and just have a conversation about how life is and what's happening at UNLV. Not defending anything, but just having a conversation. And I think a lot of times just people don't want to do that. But I would tell the fans who have stopped coming that if me leaving gives you pause to come back, I hope they do. I hope they do. And each and every one of them,
you know how nonsensical that sounds.
No, but
for people actually to think like that.
But I'm just saying, if I'm the reason anybody's out, come back and support the Rebels. Because I will. I'll continue to support them. And, you know, like I always have. And we need to be a program. We need to support the student athletes, the 450 of them that are doing great, and our coaches. And if you have a problem as a fan, you know, come meet with me. Sit in my office. I've opened that up time and time again in all of the emails and the texts I've gotten. And you know how many have taken me up on it? Zero.
The big zero.
Zero. And, you know, but I really feel I'm going to step away June 30th. And anybody that feels it's my responsibility, and it is, I take responsibility for everything that happens here, to please come back and support your Rebels, because it's important to fill the Thomas and Mack. It's important to support your teams across the board. This athletic department will flourish. And basketball, we hang so much on that. But Marvin has a big job ahead of him, and I know he can do it.
Right. And the thing about it is, when you're judging something like this, again, like we said earlier, when the cupboard is bare, it takes 3, 4, 5 years to really, you know, turn it around or build a program. A coach isn't judged in any sport at any level, whether it's collegiate or pro, until you have at least 3 years on the job.
Right.
You know,
right.
An NFL draft, you base that, you know, 3 years later.
Sure.
What are these guys
sure.
doing? You could be a hero in 5 years from now if things turn around. The Rebels are back to the tournament. They're in the top 10 or 15. Yeah. So it's like, you know, hey, what have you done for me lately? That sort of thing. When you're going to make a change like this, it's not going to be an immediate turnaround in 1 year, 2 years, or even 3 years.
And we absolutely needed to get our program in a different direction. And we're going to do that, and it's going to take time. And so be it. If I'm the one that takes the criticism for it, it's okay. I'm a big girl. I have, you know, tough skin, and I will live through this. But I am telling you, I'm so proud of everybody here and what we're trying to do and trying to make this program better. And I hope I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to root for them. You know, it's really easy to be supportive when everything's great. And when things get tough, you find out a lot about people. You find out so much, and I think that's true in life today. It's easy to criticize, but for those people that criticize, I'm saying take a different look. If it's me, come back. If it's not, take a look at it and support. This is your hometown program. Support your Rebels. Come out. Hey, and I understand not everything's rosy, but there is certainly a certain way to do it. And when the going gets tough, you know, support your team. Steve Fisher said the difference at UNLV and at San Diego State, when San Diego State is down, their fans cheer them on to come back. And that's what UNLV should and could and can be all about too.
And to be fair, even the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen attendance dwindle. We've seen people not show up at certain conference games. So for people to think, well, hey, the attendance is just down this year, the second half of this year. That's not true.
No.
That's not true at all.
There's so much that's not out there. But that's okay. I'll tell you what. The people that come, they've been awesome. They're so supportive. And a couple of them that yell at me, I try to wave back at them. Hey, you know, keep going.
And what I want to get across to fans, and you just touched upon it, is like there is a lot of stuff that's not out there that you're not at liberty to talk about and really shouldn't have to. And again, that's the point I think that people need to understand. There's things out there that people don't realize that you just can't publicly say.
Well, we all have our jobs to do.
Right.
And, you know, we work very, very hard. This is a team effort. Decisions are made by not one donor and one athletic director, but if a decision has been made that people aren't supportive of, there's reasons behind it, but there's no reason not to support our great programs. And you know, this is about getting people back and building back the Thomas and Mack. And I can't wait as to watch Marvin do that. And again, Tony and football, same thing. And our other programs are thriving. We talked about 7 championships in 9 months at one point, you know, a couple months ago. And so I'm really excited, but I'm very grateful. So many of our fans have been so supportive and so gracious, and I can't thank them enough for all that the joy that they've given me, this gift of being the athletic director at my institution. You know, it's a true honor. And representing women across the country and our student-athletes, our women student-athletes, and I love it. I've loved every minute of it, and I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the really mean things. But I know it's, you know, it's not something that normal fans do on a regular basis.
Tina Kutzer-Murphy joined us. Let's talk about football real quick. How happy are you with the progress of the program? I know it hasn't really translated in wins, but just I know from a community standpoint, it's a pretty good feel-good situation. I'll tell you, you know, I scrutinize, you know, and I love going to major college football games. I like what Tony Sanchez is doing. I like going to the games because I know I'm going to see scoring. And so from a fan's perspective, I think they have kind of bought into it.
Yep.
So that's your hire, too. Assess the program where it is right now.
So it's funny you talk about, you know, the feel-good. I have a friend who's a national writer for college football. Met him in the bowl days. And he reached out to me when we hired Tony. And he said, I love the hire. He said, you could have hired an assistant head coach, and it'd be the same old story. I love that. And again, that was an unconventional hire. But when I met Tony, I knew he would bring something different. And I had said we had to change the culture at UNLV football. We've had so many coaches come and go and fail. Really good coaches. Yeah. John Robinson, you know, Mike Sanford, Bobby Houck, really good guys that have come in and failed. And there was a reason, you know, and and because they're all doing really well in other things, but Tony's very special. So how I would rate him, I think he's done a phenomenal job in the community, his fundraising ability, his recruiting capabilities. I've been out at spring practice now twice. First of all, we've got an amazing support staff, his assistant coaches. One of the things that as a high school coach that we weren't going to do is to bring in a high school staff, and he went out and got Barney Cotton from Nebraska, John Garrison, Kent Bear, just some great guys. Strength coach, who's now the head strength coach, Keith Belton, who just left to go be the head strength coach at USC, but he's a unique individual that has done amazing things, and this year, you know, we had to schedule a couple of really tough. We've got him going to Ohio State, we've got BYU, you know, coming in here, and we've made his schedule tough, but I'm telling you, this is a great year. Went out to spring practice, right. Armani. We've got three quarterbacks.
I know.
You know, Johnny Stanton, Armani, and Kurt Pelendick.
Right.
And I'm looking at them, and all of a sudden, we're so deep. Our receivers are so good. You know, having Devontae Boyd back in there, and I am telling you, it's great. If you get a chance to go out to spring ball, on April 1, we'll have the spring game. And we've got a lot of stuff going that day. It's going to be a really fun thing. But I'm really excited for Tony, and I'm going to miss him terribly. I love his energy. I love what he's done to this community. He's a hard worker. He's passionate. This is his dream job, and I don't even think he knew that this was his dream job.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He's awesome.
Right.
He's just incredible.
Good. Excellent stuff. All right. Tina, you are one strong woman. All right. And I've always appreciated your time, and just because you're not going to be the athletic director here in another 2 months doesn't mean you can't come on the program.
Well,
okay?
Thank you for your friendship. You've been great, and you've been fair, and those two things are really, really important, TC, so thank you very much.
Tina Kunzler-Murphy, join us here on the concourse live here at the Mountain West Conference Tournament.